AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We've been talking to an internationally known terror expert about the three men who were under arrest in New York and Florida, accused of plotting to help Islamic State group militants. One of them talked online about possibly shooting President Obama, according to authorities. Terror expert Sajan Gohel says it may be just a matter of time before terrorists succeed in hitting the United States.
There will probably be a terrorist attack being executed in the U.S. It is impossible for a country the size of the U.S., the scale of it, to have law enforcement stopping every single potential plot.
But he says Americans can have enormous faith, as he puts it, in the FBI to catch plotters. Law enforcement is raising questions this morning about a plan to take in Syrian refugees. Some members of Congress also have national security concerns, they say. This is their fear that radicals could slip into the country among the refugees. So why is the South getting whacked with snow this time round? National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson.
So you have a storm system that came out of the southwest U.S., southern Rockies, and high plains. And so when the storm system came out, there was already a lot of cold air in place. So you just had precipitation occur where it was cold enough for snow. And it was just thanks to the cold air that was entrenched in the eastern half of the country.
From Washington, D.C. to the Carolinas across the Gulf states, it's snowing or sleeting. Parts of Alabama got 10 inches of snow yesterday. Thousands of people don't have power. Firefighters in Woolwich, Maine had to helplessly watch a home burn to the ground because they couldn't get their fire trucks off the long unplowed driveway. The person who lived there got out safely. More Americans applied for unemployment last week. This is AP Radio News. A suburban Detroit couple who have two older children now have three more kids, identical triplets, a multiple birth that's rare. Mom Lauren Whiteley remembers the moment she first learned she was going to give birth to three babies.
It was the ultrasound tech that kind of left the room, came back, and I thought something was wrong. And then she said, no, it's good news, it's good news. I said, oh my gosh, it's twins, isn't it? She said, no, I see three. This is the shock of a lifetime.
The triplets are all boys, Alexander, Nicholas, and Timothy, and they're all healthy, she says. She says she always wanted a big family, and this is the way to do it, she says, all at once. The triplets have two older brothers, 2 and 3 years old. Fiat Chrysler is recalling thousands of mid-sized cars in North America to fix automatic transmissions that might not shift into park. The recall includes Chrysler 200s with V6 engines. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.